1340-96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time now for a look at the news for a Friday, the 15th day of December for 2017. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In the news for today, two Amador County men were injured yesterday in a Calaveras County plane crash. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, around 1:45, deputies and first responders were called to a reported plane crash off of Hogan Dam Road, located at a private airstrip between Valley Springs and Copperopolis. Upon deputies' arrival, they found that both occupants had managed to get out of the plane and were receiving medical attention from first responders already on scene. A witness reported to have seen the low-flying airplane and believed it may have clipped a tree near the end of the runway. It's unknown if the plane was taking off or landing. The plane is a 1981 Cessna fixed-wing single-engine aircraft. The pilot, identified as a 72-year-old male from Lake Comanche, and the passenger, a 75-year-old male from Pine Grove, were both taken by air ambulance to Valley hospitals. The extent of their injuries, unknown at this time. The cause of the accident has not been determined. Sheriff's investigators were at the crash site and working with federal aviation administrators to find out what caused the incident.
Well, former Amador High School teacher Mark Yonan taken into custody yesterday following violations of the terms of his pretrial release. Now, Yonan faces several misdemeanor charges following his arrest by the Sutter Creek Police Department at Amador High School in early October, following an alleged confrontation between Yonan and a student in which Yonan was suspected of being intoxicated. Well, he was scheduled for a pretrial conference before Judge Renee Day in Amador Superior Court Wednesday, but failed to appear. He did appear at a hearing Thursday morning before Judge Hermanson. The county prosecutor stated Yonan had violated the terms of his release by not checking in with county probation at the appointed times. He had been released on his own recognizance without bail. Yonan's defense attorney blamed his client's presence in a rehab facility and taking medication for alcohol dependency for the missed phone calls. Hermanson was unmoved by this argument and ordered Yonan placed back into custody, held on a $25,000 bond. Now, Yonan was then handcuffed, led away by sheriff deputies. His next scheduled court date, 2 weeks.
Well, members of the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served yet another search warrant for an illegal, unregistered indoor marijuana grow at a home in Valley Springs. No subjects were located at the scene. Deputies eradicated 282 marijuana plants in the garage for a total of 200 pounds of marijuana. The house had four other rooms that were converted to growing areas but did not currently have marijuana in those rooms. It appears marijuana plants were recently removed from these other grow areas due to potting soil and marijuana leaves scattered around the floor.
Well, Amador College Connect recently announced a new collaboration with Arizona State University's online program. Now, with the new collaboration, Amador College Connect can now offer over 100-plus undergraduate bachelor degree programs through ASU, Arizona State University. Now, the university's online program ranks in the top 1% nationally for undergraduate degree programs. ASU online courses, highly interactive, encourage learning through collaboration with professors and classmates. The online campus also provides access to the vast academic research and career resources ASU has to offer. Convenience is the main selling point of online courses and degree programs. Students can attend anytime, anywhere. They can be confident the courses offered through Amador College Connect are fully accredited and transferable. Now, registration for spring semester 2018 courses now available. For info on how to become a student in the Arizona State University online program through Amador College Connect, visit AmadorCollegeConnect.org or call 217-8239.
And a reminder for you, we talked about this yesterday, but time is running out to collect firewood on the Stanislaus National Forest. Officials remind you today is the last day to get a permit and to collect firewood until April 16th. Now you can obtain a free, now these permits are free due to the amount of downed and dead fuel that's fallen in the forest. Now, you can pick these permits up today at any Stanislaus National Forest Ranger District office. But again, today is the deadline to collect the firewood. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.